News Radio KMAN, good morning. It's now 7:03. It's Thursday morning. I'm Dave Lewis, and on Thursdays, we have been doing weekly local COVID-19 updates, and today we have Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs joining us on the phone. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Dave.
Certainly appreciate you and all of those in the healthcare field that are working diligently and still. It's been quite, have you counted the months? Is it 17 months now?
You know, I've lost track. Something like that.
It's the new normal, right?
That's right.
Well, we got the information yesterday. Alice posted this information out about there were two more deaths associated with COVID-19 with Riley County. And just kind of touch base on some of on the aspects of these two.
Sure. Well, Riley County has identified 81 new cases and 64 new recoveries since last week. So we're currently monitoring 137 active cases. We did report two new deaths yesterday. One actually was from last week that was unfortunately not reported in our press release. That individual was a fully vaccinated 66-year-old male who tested positive back on the 5th and passed away on August 19th at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. The other individual is a 32-year-old female who tested positive on the 19th and passed away on the 29th, and her vaccination status is unknown. So, of course, our thoughts go out to their families. It's never a good thing to report those deaths. Yesterday, there were 11 patients at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Three were in the ICU. The good news out of all of this is that our percent positive continues to trend down. Last week, we were at 3.85%, and that's down from 4.83% where we were the week prior, and that gives us a 14-day average percent positive of 4.36%.
Quick question. The 32-year-old, and I don't know if you've researched this, but it seems like that may be the youngest Riley County that has passed away due to COVID.
Yeah, I believe so. We looked at that briefly yesterday, and I believe that is our youngest.
Hmm. What are you hearing now that schools are back in session? You know, the schools are obviously very diligent about trying to make sure that they keep students and faculty and staff safe. Any uprising of cases that you are aware of in the area?
We've seen a few cases here and there, but overall, they've done a great job of controlling that. You know, right when we identify a positive, whether it be at USC 33 or one of our smaller schools, the schools are really great about communicating with our liaison, who is one of our contact tracers, and she gets the information to the contact tracing team right away so that we can do the investigation right away. So it's been, it's gone good so far, very well controlled.
Well, we have opportunities here for, you know, some interesting situations with a lot of football games going to be starting, you know, with high school football starting this weekend. And then, of course, you know, we got K-State starting at home next weekend. Do you feel comfortable with appropriate measures being put in place and the level of awareness for those that are attending and participating?
Yeah, you know, at this time, most people know what type of mitigation methods to put in place and how to control the spread. You know, we've had a year and a half of experience now, and so they know what to do. And the good thing is most of these activities are happening outside, so we can try our best to separate, you know, 6 feet. But the good news is, like I said, it's that most of these events are outside. We still recommend masks, especially in those individuals who have not been vaccinated yet. We still highly recommend wearing masks. But yeah, you know, it's always nerve-wracking a little bit when you get into football season and you see large crowds. But we do what we can to control those events, and you know, everyone's aware now, and I think this will hopefully push more individuals to get vaccinated, especially with the mitigation efforts, you know, through KDHE. They put out some information, I think it was a few weeks ago, that if you are attending an event of more than 500 people, if you're not vaccinated, you should quarantine after that event. So hopefully that drives more and more people to get vaccinated.
I know that was one of the concerns following the Garth Brooks concert up at Arrowhead Stadium here a couple of weeks ago, that people were expected to quarantine themselves if they had not yet been vaccinated. Speaking of vaccinations, bring us up to date on what's being offered.
Sure. As far as vaccination efforts, we've had quite a few remote vaccine events so far. We were at Mount Zion Church last Wednesday. We vaccinated 17 individuals. We were at Manhattan Arts Center on Friday and vaccinated 35 individuals. We also attended Manhattan High School and Susan B. Anthony yesterday during school hours, and we were able to vaccinate 30 students, so more and more people getting vaccinated. We will be vaccinating at Eisenhower Middle School next Wednesday as well. And we are planning for our booster shot clinics, which will start on September 21st, and we'll have more information out about that once we get guidance from KDHE. In the meantime, if you have yet to get your first and second doses, please be sure to call the health department. You can call during the week, 8 to 5, and we'll get you scheduled for a vaccine. That number is 785-565-6560.
You still have testing operations, too.
Yes, we have plenty of opportunities in the community to get tested. We are still offering free drive-up testing through collaboration with KDHE on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we'll be at the mall from 10 to 4 today. That's the north side of the mall in the parking lot. And this will go on through September. And that's for anyone who wants to get tested, whether you're symptomatic or asymptomatic, and it is free of charge. On Tuesday, we actually had 242 people come through, and that's been the largest number we've had since starting our testing at the mall. We're also doing symptomatic testing at the health department every day. So if you are experiencing any symptoms, please remember to call that screening line, 785-323-6400. That's available on the weekdays, 8 to 5. And I will say it's been really busy. So we do have individuals that are answering that phone line. But if you don't get an answer the first time, please hang up and try again. So again, that number is 785-323-6400. And that is if you're experiencing symptoms. So we can get you scheduled at the health department to come in for a rapid test. Along with this, we have other opportunities elsewhere in the county. Our RADx team went to Ogden yesterday. They tested 20 individuals, and they'll be in Riley next Wednesday from 10 to 2 with our saliva kits available to test anyone who wants to get tested, and that's asymptomatic or symptomatic individuals free of charge.
I was just looking at some of the statistics here. Something that stands out in your spreadsheet that you have here regarding new cases, the vast majority of them are under the age of 44. Is that because of, you know, school back in session?
Yeah, I think so. We've been seeing a lot more individuals in the workforce. You know, that's always been our highest percentage, anywhere from 18 years of age to 44. That's been our highest. But we are seeing more and more of the younger kids getting tested and testing positive. So our 0 to 17 age group, we're seeing more and more from that age group. And, yeah, it has a lot to do with getting back into school and all of the events going on.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Julie?
I just want to remind individuals there are other prevention methods, you know, not just what you typically hear me say, you know, wear a mask and wash your hands. That's what you typically hear me say. But other things like getting enough sleep, eating your fruits and vegetables, getting in your physical activity every day, these are simple prevention methods that can help boost your immune system and protect you not only from COVID, but from just getting sick from other things. We're growing into flu season. We've started to see more strep. So we can really help to protect ourselves by just those simple prevention methods. Our doctor's offices are getting a little overwhelmed right now with schools getting back into session and more people coming in to get tested or for other illnesses. So just remember to do your part with those other prevention methods.
I also understand next week on Friday evening, you're going to be speaking at the Day of Remembrance. That is going to be held Friday evening at 7 p.m. at Manhattan City Park, and you're going to be there to speak on behalf of healthcare workers who are being recognized along with a lot of other folks that assist with you know, law enforcement, a lot of folks that are going to be part of that, and I bet you have quite a message to pass along.
I do, yeah. There's not enough time in the evening to say all that I want to say, but yeah, this is the individuals that are planning this have been busy planning this for months now. It's going to be a great event, and I'm excited and very honored to be able to speak that evening.
Julie, thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in this morning and keeping us up to date and all the work that you and all those of, my goodness, how many employees do you have there at the health department, 45, 50?
Yeah, 50.
50? Mm-hmm. See, I kind of remember some of these things. Appreciate all the work that you all do and all those that are in the healthcare field and those that are in, you know, first responders. It's, you know, Herculean efforts, and we certainly appreciate and respect you all for it. So thank you so much, and have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Dave.